For the earth was made, you were living, and over every heart you've been singing. Your very words spoke life into being. You even give the breath we are breathing, and now we sing our songs back to you. Oh Lord, we gladly lay down our lives at your feet. We take the breath you gave, and we give it back in praise.
Shalom Chavarim, this is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and welcome to another daily Parush broadcast. And today I want to talk about God's glory in relation to Tisha B'Av. To consider a great passage from Solomon's prayer dedicating the temple, where he said, "Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you." That's from 2 Chronicles 6:18. So let's work through this verse in Hebrew, and may God give us insight and understanding. Hine, behold. This is a common Hebrew interjection or exclamation found in the scriptures. Shemaim, heaven. Shemaim is actually a plural noun, but it's construed in the singular. It's from the prefix sheh, which means that which, and mayim, waters, alluding to the firmament above the waters of the earth. Ushamei, and the heavens of, or, and the heaven of. This word is formed from the vav prefix, meaning and, plus the construct form of shamayim, which is shamei. The construct form of a word is an inflectional change that indicates possession in relation to the following word. Therefore, we usually translate it with the word of, so ushamei means and the heavens of. Continuing. Hashemayim, the heavens, or the heaven. This is the same word shemayim, but we have a ha, or definite article prefix, attached. A rule of grammar in Hebrew is that a construct form of a word takes the definiteness of the word of which it's in construct, which is very often the following word. So we don't translate ushmei hashemayim as and heavens of the heavens, but rather and the heavens of the heavens. Note that the definite article in the following word determines the definiteness of the former word. For more information about the construct chain, see the Hebrew for Christians grammar pages. But notice that the phrase Ushmei Hashemayim is a superlative expression meaning the utmost of heavens, or the utmost place. So, Hine Shemayim Ushmei Hashemayim therefore means behold heaven and the heaven of heavens. Let's continue. Lo, this is an adverb meaning not. It's usually placed in front of the verb that it's negating. Yechalkalucha, they contain you. Now, this is actually a tricky verb in Hebrew. It comes from the verb kul, which means to seize or contain or measure or comprehend. But it's in a form called the pilpel. It's actually in the imperfect third masculine plural form. And that's an odd reduplicated verb form that rarely occurs in the Hebrew Bible. We can translate yechalkalu as they contain, but note the second masculine singular suffix, which functions as an objective you on the end of the verb. So altogether, lo yechalkalucha means they cannot contain you, referring to the heaven and the heaven of heavens. In other words, heaven and the heaven of heavens does not contain God's presence. He is so immense and so great and infinitely transcends all things finite that he's wholly other in this regard. So now we're ready to read this passage all together, and I hope with some understanding. Hine shamayim ushamei hashamayim lo yechalkalucha. Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. Okay, now briefly we're going to talk a bit about the theology of this verse. Here King Solomon is saying that the heaven and the heaven of heavens can't contain God's presence. So this meant to be in contrast with the temple that he built based on his father David's design. In other words, compared to the vast grandeur and transcendence of God, this temple seems like a very small thing. But think for just a moment about what this means. It means that God transcends everything. He is superlatively good. He's the utmost being, the supreme being of all reality. God is that being then which no greater can be conceived in any possible world. He is the utmost and greatest and maximum of all that is real and true. And in a sense, it means that he's unknowable to us because no one can know everything about God without being equal to God. So God will forever be exalted above our understanding. It also implies other attributes such as omniscience and omnipresence. God is all-powerful and everywhere present. So our God is mighty and great and exalted over all. He's El Elyon, the ascended Lord. He is the master of the universe and the king over all reality. He alone is the owner and director of all possible worlds. Reflecting on this should induce a sense of humility within us as we consider our own theology and our own temples, quote-unquote, that we build. And so we need to take this to heart that God is beyond our understanding in so many ways, and ultimately he is a great mystery, although he has revealed truth about himself that we can understand in Yeshua. There is a Tisha B'Av application here, friends. During Tisha B'Av, Jews all around the world decry and lament the loss of the Holy Temple, but Yeshua spoke of his body being the true temple of God. In other words, in him dwells all the fullness of God bodily. That's Colossians 2 verse 9. And we are made partakers of his temple called living stones as we are grafted into his presence. We commune with his presence and receive eternal life in him. So instead of lamenting the destruction of the temple, we understand Tisha B'Av to be prophetic of the destruction that came upon the Messiah on our behalf, our temple. As Yeshua said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up, referring of course to the crucifixion and his resurrection from the dead. So we focus on the substance of the temple rather than on the shadow of its earthly form. As it says in the book of Hebrews, we have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. That's Hebrews 13:10. We do commiserate with those Jews in the world that are lamenting the loss of the temple in the presence of God, and the loss of the vision of Zion in particular. However, we celebrate that Yeshua is the true temple of God, the Holy One, who upholds all things by the word of his power. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, shalom b'shamayim v'chavod b'mromim. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Shalom, shalom, friends.
There is no one like There is none beside you. There is no one like you. There is none beside you.
Please note this beautiful music comes from Rivers and Robots and a song entitled To the Highest Place. You can find them on Amazon.com. And also, please visit us at HebrewForChristians.com for more about the Jewish roots of the faith, the Jewish holiday cycle, and, of course, learning Hebrew. Shalom, shalom, Chavarim.